The House will come to order. Today is Thursday, March 6th. This is the 19th day of the 2008 budget session of the 59th Wyoming Legislature. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Here. Anderson. Here. Bagby. Here. Berger. Here. Blake. Here. Brechtel. Here. Brown. Here. Buchanan. Here. Childers. Here. Kraft. Here. Davison. Davison excused. Dirks. Here. Dockstetter. Edmonds, Edwards, Esquivel F, Esquivel K, Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hales, Hallinan, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Eichel, Illaway, Yagi, Jones, Jorgensen, Landon, Lockhart, Lubno, Madden, Martin, McComey, Mercer, here. Meyer, here. Miller, here. Millen, here. Olson, here. Peterson, here. Philp, Philp, Philp excused, Korberg, here. Samuelson, here. Simlick, here. Shepperson, here. Simpson, here. Slater, here. Steward, here. Stubson, here. Teeters, here. Thompson, here. Throne, here. Wallace, here. Warren, here. White, here. Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker. Here. 58 present, 2 excused.
Our prayer for the morning will be offered by the Pastor Dan DeBryan, representing Pine Bluffs Baptist Church. Pastor DeBryan.
First of all, I'd like to thank Pete Anderson for inviting me here this morning to speak this opening prayer over all y'all during this legislative session. On behalf of the citizens of the state of Wyoming, on behalf of most of them, anyways, I would like to thank you for the sacrifice that you have made in order to serve this great state during this time. May God bless you and may God bless your families for this sacrifice. I have reached the age of 50 and I've had the privilege of living in Wyoming for 43 of those 50 years. 40 of them have been productive. The first 2 years I depended on the parental programs that were in place to meet my needs. And then there was the fourth grade. That was a tough year. Barely made it through that, but like a bad bill that keeps coming before you year after year, the teacher finally passed me so that she wouldn't have to deal with me the next year. Would you pray with me, please? Heavenly Father, you inspired the psalmist to record these words of promise. I will praise the Lord with all of my heart in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious, and the Lord is compassionate. The works of his hands are faithful, and they are just, and all of his precepts are trustworthy. They are steadfast forever and ever, done in faithfulness and upright righteousness. He provided redemption for his people. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and all who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise. Father God, we praise you this morning, for great are your works. Your deeds are glorious. They are majestic. They are awesome. You are gracious. You are compassionate. The works of your hands are faithful and just. Your precepts are trustworthy and they are steadfast. You have provided redemption for your people, and your name is holy and it is awesome. You are the provider of wisdom. And this morning I want to lift up the women and men who are gathered here to go about this great state's business. And I pray that you would bless them with wisdom as they conclude this year's legislative process. And I pray that you would bless them for their sacrifice of time on behalf of the people of the state of Wyoming. I pray that you would bless their families for releasing them for this important duty. And I pray that you would guide them and bless them with wisdom, and that you would bless this great state through the decisions that have been made and the decisions that are yet to be made. Thank you for their work and thank you for their sacrifice. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor DeBrian. Members of the House, we're going to hold our Pledge of Allegiance off for a little bit, and we have a group of students coming in to show us the right way to do that. We have a number of presentations this morning, so we will move right into that, and then our students will be here in a few minutes for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Illaway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, I do want to announce to the body that beginning shortly after the session is over, this chamber will be blocked off. You will not be able to enter the chamber at all for about the next 3 months. So if you intend to leave something on the floor, it will have to stay where it is. So what I guess I'm saying is if you want to take it off the floor, do so. And the reason we're blocking off the chamber is they will be working on the lighting and the skylight, and that will be for the next until July. I think it's when it's supposed to be over. So everything that you want to take, take. And the second thing for committee chairman, the Legislative Facilities Committee also will be having a contractor redoing room 302. And that will happen during most of the summer. So as committee chairman, if you want to have a meeting in Cheyenne, don't schedule it for room 302. But that will all be redone, new speaker system, new desk system, carpet, and so forth. So just a reminder, just think about it.
Thank you, Representative Illaway. Members of the House, today is a very special day. We are joined in this chamber this morning by Jennifer McCafferty, Miss Wyoming 2007. Jennifer is from Laramie and graduated from the University of Wyoming with a bachelor's degree in Spanish linguistics. She has also obtained her pastry arts certificate from the Culinary School of the Rockies. As Miss Wyoming, Jennifer is currently traveling throughout the state promoting her platform of foreign language study, and she has partnered with the American Council on the Teaching of Foreign Languages. Please help me in welcoming Miss Wyoming 2007 as she sings the national anthem for us this morning. Jennifer?
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here today. Thanks.
Jennifer, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today and sing the national anthem. On behalf of the House of Representatives, we wish you the best of luck in promoting your platform, a very worthy cause. Representative Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I occasionally do have little travails in my voice like that, Mr. Speaker, but they're not on purpose. Mr. Speaker, Conference Committee number 2 on Senate File 9 will meet at 10:30 in S-19.
Representative White.
Mr. Speaker, Conference Committee on Senate File 71 Hathaway Scholarship Program Success Curriculum will meet at 1:45 in S11 to discuss Senate File 71. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. Members of the House, today the kindergarten class from Cheyenne's Dildine Elementary School is here to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Please join me as we welcome these young students and their teacher, Ann Carter, to the chamber.
Mr. Speaker, since we didn't get to greet each other, can I yell play ball again so we can greet each other?
I can't imagine a day without it. The House will attempt to come to order. Members of the House, this morning it is our privilege to have the Strolling Strings perform for us. These talented young people are from East High School. They are members of the orchestra who auditioned for this select group. Their director is Bob Matthews, who has taught in Laramie County School District No. 1 for over 30 years. These students are fortunate to have a director of his caliber working with them. He has the unique ability to pull beautiful music from his musical groups. Mr. Matthews. Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Very rarely do we have people come from to Cheyenne from where the sun rises every morning. And we have with us, today is Pine Bluffs Day, we have with us a elementary school delegation along with the youth council over there in the South Gallery. Would you help me in welcoming them? I've told them how hard we work and then they come on this day. I'm not sure I'll have them convinced, but if you'll help me greet them at least at this time.
Representative Korberg.
Mr. Speaker, I would like the members of the Courtesy Committee to please come up here and join me this morning, Representative Dockstader, Goggles, Esquibel, and Zonitzer. This is the culmination of 2 years of hard work on the part of the leadership that has led this great body through the 59th. And I went on the internet this morning and looked up some different quotations about what it means to be a good leader. And I chose one from Peter Drucker, who said, "Effective leadership is not about making speeches or being liked. Leadership is defined by results, not attributes." And I think that just speaks so well to the 59th and to the leaders that have led us through the last 2 years. Everything from how to fiscally and responsibly handle our budget and our surplus, helping towns and counties, making the Hathaway strong. Everything that we do has been led by and helped by the leadership in this body. So at this time, I would like those six members out there of our leadership team to come forward, and we would like to, on behalf of this body, we would like to present you with a token of our appreciation for your last 2 years, and we know who those are. So do we have Ross Dirks, Debbie Hammonds, Marty Martin, Ed, Tom, and Colin? I'm going to call you by your first names. We're going to be a little informal here today because it's an informal time for our body to recognize your efforts.
Mr. Speaker, and members of the 59th, today we would like to recognize the Democratic leadership, beginning with the Minority Caucus Chairman, Ross Dirks. The Minority Whip, Debbie Hammonds. The Minority Floor Leader, Marty Martin.
Okay, now we'll proceed with recognizing the Republican leadership, starting with Majority Whip Ed Buchanan. Speaker Pro Tem, Tom Lubnow. And Majority Floor Leader, Colin Simpson.
Thank you all for your great service. It does not go unnoticed. All of your hard work. I had no idea what went on behind the scenes to make everything go. Everything from we need more paper towel in the lavatories to the big issues. So it's all relevant, and thank you all. Well, we have definitely saved the best for last. And that's the recognition of our Speaker of the House. Today we are honoring 10 years of service in the Wyoming State Legislature by Speaker of the House, Roy Cohey. In 1999, Roy was first elected to the Speaker of the House, and he will remember, and some of you will also remember, that the House was full of small metal Air Force surplus desks. But that didn't daunt Speaker Cohey. Shortly after arriving, Roy asked a seasoned legislator how long it would be before he could feel comfortable in his new position. Standing among those metal desks stacked high with bills, Representative Cohey was told 5 to 6 years. He didn't let that deter him, though. Speaker Cohey launched a career that included 45 bills that he personally sponsored and another 50 that he co-sponsored. He personally sponsored bills addressing topics ranging from fuel, cigarette, and property taxes to grandparent visitation rights. In addition to the nearly 100 pieces of legislation that had his name on it, Roy Cohey has worked on nearly 4,000 different bills that came across the desk for review, study, and consideration. A bill of particular interest that he sponsored during his 10-year career included a piece of legislation that allowed a physician or optometrist to restrict the driving privileges of a senior citizen for safety-related concerns, thus taking care of a matter that often strained his family. The bill had personal meaning for Roy, and this legislation assisted many Wyoming families with difficult situations involving driving privileges and aging parents. Speaker Cohey is known for leadership skills that are often exhibited through teaching and example. He has a unique ability to offer kind but direct words of advice. With Speaker Cohey, legislators know exactly where they stand, yet they still have their dignity intact. Speaker Cohey's first leadership assignment came as chairman of the Revenue Committee in the 57th. After encouragement from many of his fellow legislators, he ran and was elected as majority floor leader for the 58th and then elected as Speaker of the House for the 59th. While establishing legislation, Speaker Cohey has developed working relationships with over 150 representatives and senators, two governors, two treasurers, two secretaries of state, two auditors, three superintendents of public instruction, a U.S. House member, three U.S. senators, and, of course, countless state employees. Roy says his fondest memories will be the wonderful people he has worked with in the legislature and throughout the state of Wyoming. He credited everyone for having great enthusiasm in their work for Wyoming, and he says he will long remember familiar voices echoing through the House chambers. Roy and his wife, Barbara, are the parents of two children, Sean and Shelley, and they managed the family's trucking business for 38 years. This morning, members of the 59th Legislature, please join me in honoring our Speaker of the House, Roy Cohey. Yes, we've presented him with two of the Wyoming State Fossils as our gift from this body to him, and a plaque, and I'll read the plaque for you. It says, in appreciation and recognition of your excellent leadership and dedicated service to the people of the state of Wyoming.
Well, thank you so very much. I guess I could make light of a Natrona County fossil being given a Lincoln County fossil. But, you know, these are difficult moments. Thank you.
Speaker Kohi has a soulmate and a life mate who we all know plays very heavily into an individual's ability to be successful. They take over the hard task of keeping the home going smoothly and, in this case, helping to keep the business going smoothly. It is not easy to be Speaker of the House. It is time-consuming, and it takes its toll on the families, as we all know from just serving in our own capacities as House members. So I just thought it would just not be right here today not to recognize Roy's soulmate and his lifetime partner, and that is his wife Barbara, and to let her know how much we appreciate her. Thank you all very much. But we do have work to do. The reading clerk will read the Journal Committee report.
Mr. Speaker, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of March 5th, 2008 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Signed, Representative Teeters, Representative Millen.
Messages from the Senate.
Message number 266, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 10, State Parks and Historic Site Fees. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 21, noes 9. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 267. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 82, Trauma Care Services. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 29, noes 1. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 268, Mr. Speaker, House Bill 83, District Court Judge Increase. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 21, noes 9. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 269, Mr. Speaker, House Bill 12, Veterans Mental Health Appropriations. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 30, no 0. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Message number 270, Mr. Speaker, House Bill 85, Brucellosis Testing Program. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 28, noes 1. Conflict 1. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 271, Mr. Speaker, House Bill 43, Penalties for Domestic Violence. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Ayes 30, no 0. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 272, Mr. Speaker, the bills list below pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 102, Quality Child Care. Ayes 29, noes 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Message 273. Mr. Speaker, the bills as below pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 52, Developmental Program Cost-Based Reimbursements. Ayes 30, no 0. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 274. Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 113, School Finance Minimum Teacher Resources. Ayes 29, noes 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 275. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 69, Revisers Bill. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 30, no 0. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 276. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 74, Veterinarian Loan Repayment Program. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 29, noes 11. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 277. Mr. Speaker, the House Bill 117, Developmental Preschool Funding. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 28, noes 1, conflict 1. The Senate respectfully asks the House to adopt the concur by adopting the listed amendment. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 278. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 92, Property Tax Refund Program. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 28, noes 2. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 279. Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 127, Prescription Drugs, Physician Shopping. Ayes 30, no 0. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 280. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 155, Recruitment of Physicians and Dentists. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 20, noes 10. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 281. Mr. Speaker, the House Bill 151, Tax Relief Program Amendments. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 29, noes 1. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 282. Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 169, Contracts for Public Improvement Bid Requirements. Ayes 29, noes 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 283. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 153, Economic Development Account 2. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 20, noes 10. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 284. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 137, Castle Doctrine. The House bill listed above passed on a third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 29, noes 1. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 285. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bills list below by the vote indicated. Senate File 70, School Finance Amendments. Ayes 21, noes 9. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 286. Mr. Speaker, the President changed the conferees due to a scheduling conflict. The new conferees to meet with a light committee number 1 to the House amendments to Senate File 71 are Senator Massey, Chairman, Senator Nicholas, Senator Scott. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Our doctors for the day will be Marion Smith from Torrington and Gerald Smith from Cheyenne. Our nurse of the day is Jamie Corey from Ivinson Memorial Hospital. Thank you very much for your service to the House and to the state. We are at that order of business of requests to concur with Senate amendments to House bills. The first message for our consideration is found in message 266 on House Bill 10. Chairman Childers.
Mr. Speaker, I move concurrence on the conference committee or conference on the bill, House Bill 10, on the Senate changes. And, Mr. Speaker, if you'll look at that current concurrence request, the first two changes, page 7, line 2, lines 3 through 5, basically changed the amenity section that we have in the state parks and historic site fees to change it from a dollar amount to be less than the cost of providing the amenity. This allows the flexibility later on, but it can be no higher than what it costs to provide it. And the page 7, lines 3 through 5, as well as the exceed $15 on line 2, is just deleting those dollar amounts. And then on page 7, line 18, is basically just adding and cultural resources, just a misnaming of the Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources Committee. And I move for your aye vote. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Further discussion. We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 10. A majority of the elected members is required. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison. Excused. Dirks.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Esquivel F.
Aye.
Esquivel K.
Aye.
Gilmore.
No.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Eichel. Eichel.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi. Yagi.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen. Millen. Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp excused. Korberg.
No.
Samuelson.
Aye.
Semlek.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Slater.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Warren.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Edmonds. Aye to no. Mercer. Aye. No change. Olson. Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 54 ayes, 4 noes, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 10. The next message for our consideration is found in message 267 on House Bill 82. Chairman Landon.
Mr. Speaker, I move concurrence with message 267 concerning House Bill 82, Trauma Care Services. Mr. Chairman, this bill is a proposal to help the hospitals and emergency services in Wyoming by providing some money to offset what they lose in providing trauma care services. The Senate changed how that was to be paid out to the medical providers, hospitals, and you can see that on page 6, line 16, is what they did is we had started this payout to be at a certain time, and what they did was divide the payout into four portions to be figured every 6 months. And furthermore, that the portions that they do that are divided up are not going to be based on a first-come, first-served basis, but are going to be developed or paid out on a formula. And I think that that'll be proportional to the amount of loss that a hospital reports. I actually like this proposal a great deal. I can't remember the amount of money that hospitals were reported to lose in emergency services. It seems like it's something around $40 million. And we are helping with a very small $2.5 million appropriations here, but that's going to give us an exact amount each quarter of how much they are not able, how much they lose, and then how much we are making up with state general fund monies. The second changes that they made were more or less conforming with this philosophical change or this new way of dividing this out. And that was they deleted the dates on the next page, on page 4, line 7, and just included over a six-month period preceding the time that they that the payout comes due. That's the period that will be figured and reported on by the hospitals. Furthermore, they deleted the language on the bottom of page 5 that had to do with if it wasn't fully expended, dividing it up among the hospitals on some prorated basis. That won't happen anymore. And once again, they deleted some more language similar to that as far as how that appropriation was to be divided under the old scheme. And finally, they changed the effective date to July 1st, 2008. That'll give time for there to be rules and regulations and formula constructed. So I encourage your aye vote and concurrence with this, with the changes that the Senate made.
We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 82. A majority of the elected members is required. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson,
aye.
Bagby,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Brechtel,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Buchanan,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison excused, Dirks,
aye.
Dockstetter,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Edwards,
aye.
Esquivel F,
aye.
Esquivel K,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan,
aye.
Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman, Harvey,
aye.
Eichel,
aye.
Illaway,
aye. Yagi, aye.
Jones,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubnow,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Mercer,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp excused, Korberg,
aye.
Samuelson,
aye.
Simlek,
aye.
Shepperson, Simpson,
aye.
Slater,
aye.
Steward,
conflict.
Steward, conflict, Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Warren,
aye.
White,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 ayes, 2 excused, 1 conflict.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 82. The next message for our consideration is found in message 268 on House Bill 83. Chairman Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on House Bill 83, message number 268, and ask you to vote aye. If you want to look at the amendments, they're fairly simple. Page 1, line 4, they inserted after the word positions requiring adequate facilities, and you see there's also a section 3 added. And basically what they're saying here is if they're going to create another district court judgeship, that suitable facilities have to be in place in the county ready for occupancy before this legislation has effect. You also see page 2, line 17, and correspondingly line 18, that there was a small decrease in the appropriation. That's due to the fact that they deleted the position for a legal aid to the judge. And I'd stand for any questions. Otherwise, ask you to vote aye.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a question. Why would we have a judge without a legal aide, especially if they're a district court judge? I mean, is there some sentiment in the other body that because this isn't a full-time one-to-one position and they're moving around that they don't need a legal aide, or do you know? Or is this just kind of a poke in the eye?
Representative Olson.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Majority Leader, I'm not going to say it was a poke in the eye. There was a lot of discussion in the Appropriations Committee about that. And okay, it's a little bit of a poke in the eye, but, you know, I think... I guess our whole goal there was to have a judge seated in the 9th District in Pinedale. That was our ultimate goal. And, you know, I guess it's going to be pretty good for this new district judge to kind of do a little research and do his own writings and things like that, which probably in the end is going to make him a heck of a lot better district judge.
We are now voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 83. A majority of the elected members is required. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison excused. Dirks. Dockstetter,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Edwards,
aye.
Esquivel F,
aye.
Esquivel K,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan,
aye.
Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Eichel,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jones,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubnow,
aye.
Madden, Martin,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Mercer,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp, excused, Korberg,
aye.
Samuelson,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Simpson,
aye.
Slater,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Warren,
aye.
White,
Swanitzer
Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 ayes, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 83. The next message for our consideration is found in message 269 on House Bill 12. Chairman Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on message number 269 to House Bill 12. This amounts to a $100,000 haircut to a bill that originally had, it's not quite $100,000, it's more like $50,000. Cuts from $848,000 to $798,000, and this money goes to counseling for members of our National Guard and military and their families that are suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome. I think this is a great program. I think it's time we did recognize that this is a problem. We have already been doing it to some extent, but not. We don't have enough personnel to do it to the amount that's needed. And so I urge your favorable consideration of this concurrence. Thank you.
Further discussion. We are now voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 12. A majority of the elected members is required. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison excused. Dirks.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Esquivel
F, Esquivel K,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan,
aye.
Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Eichel.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp excused. Korberg.
Aye.
Samuelson.
Aye.
Semlek.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Slater.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Warren.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 ayes, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 12. The next message for our consideration is found in message 270 on House Bill 85. Chairman Samuelson.
Mr. Speaker, I request concurrence on message number 270 to House Bill 85, the brucellosis testing program. Mr. Speaker, what these three lines of the information talk about was the budget for the brucellosis testing program. That stayed intact throughout the budget, so it was no longer necessary within this bill. So, Mr. Speaker, I would urge us to concur, and I'd like to add that we did leave the House amendment did stay where we made the attorneys a predator, stayed intact in this bill.
We are now voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 85. A majority of the elected members is required. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
No.
Childers.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison excused. Dirks.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Esquivel F.
Aye.
Esquivel K.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan. Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Eichel,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jones,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubnow,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Mercer,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp excused, Korberg,
aye.
Samuelson,
aye.
Simlick, Shepperson,
aye.
Simpson,
aye.
Slater,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne, Wallace,
aye.
Warren,
aye.
White,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Buchanan, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 58 ayes, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 85. The next message for our consideration is found in message 271 on House Bill 43. Chairman Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on House Bill 43, message 271. And ask you to vote no. Ladies and gentlemen, this piece of legislation was for the increased penalties for domestic violence, and this came through the House Judiciary Committee, and we made some amendments, which you adopted on this floor in the form of a standing committee amendment, to put meaningful change to the penalties for domestic violence. And you'll recall our conversation on the floor was that just making felonies out of these things was no longer enough, and we compared that with our consideration of increased penalties for DUI. The Senate, as you can see in the message, basically took out the mandatory minimum sentences for subsequent offenses. They took out, I believe, the increased fines as well. And I guess I ask you to vote no, because basically the legislation is meaningless and almost worthless at this point unless we get the chance to go back and put some teeth into it.
We're now voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 43. A majority of the elected members is required. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson. Anderson. Bagby. Berger. Blake. Brechtel. Brown. Buchanan. Childers. Kraft. Davison excused. Dirks. Dockstetter. Edmonds. Edwards. Esquivel F. Esquivel K. Gilmore. Gingery. Goggles. Hales. Hallinan. Hammonds. Harshman. Harvey. Eichel. Illaway. Yagi. Jones. Jorgensen. Landon. Lockhart. Lubnow. Madden. Madden. Martin. Martin excused. McComey. Mercer. Meyer. Miller. Millen. Olson. Peterson. Philp excused. Korberg. Samuelson. Simlick. Shepperson. Simpson. Slater. Stewart. Stubson. Teeters. Thompson. Throne. Wallace. Warren. White. Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 noes, 3 excused.
By your vote, you have voted not to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 43. The next message for our consideration is found in Message 275 on House Bill 69. Mr. Speaker, pro tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on House Bill 69 on Message 275 and ask you to vote aye. This is a real snoozer of a change. In the act, as the bill we passed it, it said this act. When that gets into the statutes, the act that we passed several years ago. So this changes it to the effective date of the 2008 House Enrolled Act 15, which is the act that we really meant. I ask you to vote aye.
Further discussion. We are now voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 69. A majority of the elected members is required. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Alden. Anderson. Bagby. Berger. Blake. Brechtel. Brown. Buchanan. Childers. Kraft. Davison excused. Dirks. Dockstetter. Edmonds. Edwards. Esquivel F. Esquivel K. Gilmore. Gingery. Goggles. Hales. Hallinan. Hammonds. Harshman. Harshman. Harvey. Eichel. Illaway. Yagi. Jones. Jorgensen. Landon. Lockhart. Lubnow. Madden. Martin excused. McComey. Mercer. Meyer. Miller. Millen. Olson. Peterson. Philp excused. Korberg. Samuelson. Simlick. Shepperson. Simpson. Slater. Stewart. Stubson. Teeters. Thompson. Throne. Wallace. Warren. White. Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker. Alden. Alden excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 56 ayes, 4 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 69. The next message for our consideration is found in Message 276 on House Bill 74. Chairman Samuelson.
Mr. Speaker, I would request concurrence on Message number 276 to House Bill 74. Mr. Speaker, all this does is add one word where it now reads total amount instead of just amount. So, Mr. Speaker, I would ask us to concur and vote yes. 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 Yes.
We're now voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 74. A majority of the elected members is required. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Excused. Anderson. Aye. Bagby. Aye. Berger. Aye. Blake.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison excused. Dirks.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Esquivel F.
Aye.
Esquivel K.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman. Harshman. Harvey.
Aye.
Eichel.
Aye.
Eichel.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Martin excused. McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp excused. Korberg.
Aye.
Samuelson.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Slater.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Warren.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 56 ayes, 4 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 74. The next message for our consideration is found in Message 277 on House Bill 117. Chairman McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move concurrence on House Bill 117 and ask you to vote aye. Mr. Speaker, this cleans up some punctuation, as you can see on page 2, line 8. And line 9, and it inserts some better description of what the bill's all about on page 11, page 2, on line 11 rather, page 2. After eligibility, it says eligibility for developmental preschool services, state rules and regulations governing an individualized education program. So it further defines. And at the end, it changes the date to be effective immediately from July the 1st because of the need to draft rules and regulations involved. And with that, Mr. I stand for questions.
Representative Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If I could get the good chairman to give me a little bit more explanation on what we did on page 2, line 12, when we deleted eligibility. I don't have the bill in front of me, and he kind of skipped over that explanation. Thank you.
Representative Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What these changes did actually was change the count date from December 1st to November 1st. And in that, they are the Division of Developmental Disabilities will promulgate rules for eligibility that are consistent with the federal rules and guidelines. However, because the federal child count is still on December 1st, it will give them an opportunity to have eligibility determined by November 1st, but they won't have to have the IEPs and IFSPs signed by November 1st. However, the eligibility is the same. The criteria is still the same, and that's 1.5 deviation in two or more areas of development. So what it does is just gives the budget process a chance to work in a more efficient manner by changing the date that this goes into the budget to November 1st instead of December 1st.
We are now voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 117. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Excused. Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison. Excused. Dirks.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edward. Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Esquivel F.
Aye.
Esquivel K.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles. Hales,
aye.
Hallinan,
aye.
Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Eichel,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jones,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Landon. Lockhart. Lubno. Madden. Martin, excused. McComey. Mercer. Meyer. Miller. Millen. Olson. Peterson. Filt, excused. Quarberg. Samuelson. Simlick. Shepperson. Simpson. Slater. Stewart. Stubson. Teeters. Thompson. Throne. Wallace. Warren. White. Swanitzer Dan. Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 56 ayes, 4 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 17. The next message, 117. The next message for our consideration is found in message 278 on House Bill 92. Chairman Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on House Bill 92, message number 278, and urge you to vote aye on that. There are two portions of that piece of legislation that we've changed there on page. House put an amendment in to make it so that you didn't have to fill out this form every year, and that was not going to work because of some other stipulations, and so the Senate saw fit to remove that to make it more workable. I think that's probably a good idea because of the complications that it would make. And the other thing was there was $4.3 million in this fund. They used less than $1 million last year, so they've transferred $2 million over to the House Bill 151 to the Health Department to take care of that one. And still looks like there's sufficient funds in that program to take care of it for a biennium, depending on how many. I would like also add that at least the veterans tax exemption in this one is a reduction in taxes. When you go home, you can tell people you've reduced property taxes, at least for certain people who qualify. And almost every household in the state that has income of $32,000 or less will qualify for some less property taxes. Some counties, the average income would be considerably higher than that, but that is the state average, so it never gets below that. And if that's a loss to the counties, but it's being reimbursed by either the Treasurer's Department or the Revenue Department to the county. So both of those, that's just kind of an editorial on this, and I'd urge your eye on this concurrence.
Further discussion. We are now voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 92. A majority of the elected members is required. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden, excused. Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison, excused. Dirks.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Edmonds. Edwards.
Aye.
Esquivel F.
Aye.
Esquivel K.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Eichel.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Martin, excused. McComey.
Aye.
Mercer. Meyer,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp, excused, Quarberg,
aye.
Samuelson,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Simpson,
aye.
Slater,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Warren,
aye.
White,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 56 ayes, 4 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 92. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, why don't we go ahead with the entertainment, and then maybe after their first song, I'll know more about what the Senate wants to do this afternoon to come back in. So I'll just defer the motion. Thank you.
Members of the House, today we are joined by the Cheyenne Central High School We the People team. These students took first place at the 2008 Wyoming We the People State Finals, which tests the students' knowledge of the U.S. Constitution and how it affects our lives. Please join me in congratulating the Cheyenne Central High School We the People team and their teacher, Mr. Nate Breen. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the House. Please introduce yourselves and let us know a little bit about the program. Mr. Breen?
Well, thank you very much, members of the Wyoming State House of Representatives. We are very, very thankful that you had the time in this very, very busy session to allow us to come down to the floor and recognizes not so much us, but my students for their accomplishments. And what I'd like to do is start off with my students with Ms. Sadie Perriman saying a couple words, and if the floor wishes, the students may introduce themselves. If not, okay. Sadie, please.
On behalf of the team, I would like to thank you for allowing us to be here and supporting us in our upcoming trip to Nationals in Washington, D.C. Thank you for your support and funding in education. We hope that you view our accomplishments as a product of your labor for civic education. Through this process, I and every member of this team have become aware of the value of our Constitution to the past, present, and future. By participating in We the People, and with the support of our school community and state, we have gained respect and knowledge for the citizens' role in our local and national government. We look forward to applying this to our individual lives as we strive to become a generation that will rise to meet the challenge of pursuing social capital and forming a more perfect union. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Haley Trowbridge. I'm a senior at Central High School. Although the We the People competition has been one of the most rigorous competitions I've ever gone through, it has also been the most gratifying. As being a senior, it is the most gratifying experience to go to Nationals through the We the People competition, and I couldn't have asked for any more. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Lucas Fisher, and I'm a senior at Central High School. And We the People has truly been kind of the springboard for me, because I wasn't as interested in the whole government aspect of the political spectrum. But as of We the People and what I've learned and what Mr. Breen has taught us all, I really believe that myself and everybody here can make a difference both in our state and in our nation. So thank you very much for the opportunity.
Hi, I'm Kristen Hergert. I'm a senior at Central High School. I'm just going to kind of say what I said in the other room. Thank you for having us here today.
I'm Chris Jenkins. I'm a senior at Central High School, and I'd like to thank you guys for letting us come down here. It's really quite an honor, I mean, to let you guys come show us what we're all about. And the We the People program, it's taught me a lot about government, and, I mean, thank you guys.
Hi, my name is Stephanie White, and I'm a junior at Cheyenne Central High School, and I would like to thank you all so much for having us down here today. It is really a great opportunity to see how our state government is in action, and I hope that from the information that we have learned in this competition, we can someday contribute somehow to our Wyoming state government.
I'm Brittany Gerken, and the We the People program has given me a lot more knowledge on government, and I like it a lot, and thank you.
Hi, I'm Laura McKinley, and I'm a junior, and I just would like to thank you guys for letting us come down here and talk to you today and really see, like, how it's in action. Everything we learn, it's just books or paper, but when we come down here, we get to see everything that we're learning and how to apply it. So I thank you.
Hi, I'm Katie Calvetti, and I'm a junior at Central. And I'd just like to say thank you for all of your support and just showing us how all the things that we've learned, how they really work, and that it's not just textbooks and that you guys really are real people. And we just get to see how the bills go through and how legislation really does get passed and how our lives are today because of you. Thank you.
Everybody, my name is Alexa Medina, and I am a junior at Central, and I just want to say thank you. I know a lot of people have, but we really truly mean it when we say thank you for all your support and allowing us to come down here and just let us introduce ourselves and just see how all this stuff works. So thank you.
I'm Bridget Wilson, and I'm a senior at Central High, and I've learned more about the Constitution and government with this program than I thought I ever would, and I'm really excited to take part in it, and thank you for allowing us to come down and observe y'all for a little bit today.
All right. Thank you all for honoring us on the floor today, and I'm Tyler Lloyd, by the way, and I'm a junior at Central, and I just hope that this continues to be an enriching experience for me, as it has been when we go to Washington, D.C. in early May, and we represent the state well, so thank you very much.
Hello, I'm Garrett Hatterley. I'm a sophomore. And in all honesty, when I signed up for this class, I had no idea that We the People was a part of it. But through this program, first of all, it's enjoyable, but most of all, you learn a lot about the Constitution, a lot about government, and a lot about history and why it is the way it is. And it's been, really been a wonderful experience. I'm really excited to go to Washington, D.C. and be able to represent Wyoming there. So thank you for your time.
Hi, I'm James Glass. I'm a junior at Central High School, and I'd like to thank you for supporting us and giving us this chance to go to nationals and leave our mark on this competition for Wyoming.
Hi, I'm Dave Londy. Thanks for having us out here, and thanks for your support.
My name's Zach Anderson, and I'm a junior at Central High School. And I just feel really honored to be here today and to be a part of this great team that we have going on here.
Hi, my name is David Wong, and I'm a junior at Central High School. And I'd just like to say that the We the People program has definitely instilled a lifelong interest and really care for politics in all my team members. And I'm sure they can all vouch for this. And also beyond this, I hope to show the national eye that we're more than just a bunch of hooping and hollering cowboys. So thanks for your support.
Mr. Breen, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for helping us to celebrate the vital role civic education plays to shape the next generations of citizens committed to public service. We wish you all the best of luck in the national competition in May in Washington, D.C. Thank you very much, Mr. Breen. The appointment of Joint Conference Committee Number 1 to House Bill 43 will be Representative Throne Chair, Representative Shepperson, and Representative Gingrey. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House recess until 3 p.m.
You have heard the motion. All of those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. All those opposed to the motion say no. We stand in recess until 3 p.m. today. Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm afraid we're going to lose this crowd, and I don't want to miss an opportunity. Privilege of the floor, please.
Please proceed.
to my right, your left on the balcony, is a lady that sets an example, I think, in a lot of ways of paying attention and doing what she does. And the story is, and it's been told now for 8 years in a row, if you stick to your knitting, you get something done. My wife, Lynn, of 48 years, if you'd show the knitting.
Are there any other announcements? We are in recess until 3 p.m. today.